Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Jersey Shore is back. Jersey Shore family vacation. We will break it down for you. We will give you the news you haven't heard. The last 5 years, what's going on? Who looks the best? Where's Sammy and why? All coming up on the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Show After Show. We're back, bitches.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes.
We're back.
Oh, my gosh.
Cam's here. I'm so excited.
I didn't think I would live this long.
I thought I was dreaming.
Here we are.
I know. I've been dreaming of this day for a long time.
We're back, bitches!
This comes.
Kevin Kawa Undergauer here. This is historic on so many levels. One of which is this is the very, very first AfterBuzz TV after show.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore, did you know that, children?
I did not know that.
Well, listen, let's not get too crazy. Let's not get hands up. I'm going to start off my co-host, Morgan Ouellette. I say it in the Boston way. I'm sorry, it's Morgan, but I say Morgan!
Morgan, it's just so much better.
Morgan.
What?
Thoughts?
We're here. We're back. I'm so excited. I feel like I could explode, just spray tan and hair poofs and cheetah print. But we have so much to talk about. But before we get started, right next to me is...
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and I am the sweetest bitch that you would ever know.
We are back.
I'm excited.
And I'm Stacey Olivas, and I'm excited to see MVP back. The boys are back.
The boys are back.
Yeah.
It's t-shirt time. The boys are back.
GTL.
It's just everything but Sammy, but we'll be talking about that. We'll talk about, was this a good move for Sammy not to come? Who looks the best out of this group? And then, of course, how much went on? And we're going to cover both episodes, you guys, because I know Jersey MTV decided to premiere two episodes.
Woo, yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm fine with.
Oh,
for
give me all of it.
This is kind of a new technique. You notice that cable stations are doing. Mm-hmm. Can you guys? I should know better at my age why they're doing that. But can you tell me your theories?
I feel like it gets people more excited. Like, don't give me an hour. Give me 2 hours.
Double down.
Give me everything I want to hear, and I'll be hooked.
People now are doing that whole Netflix thing where people are binge watching.
Yeah.
So I think it's super smart just to keep you in. Like, let's just give you 2 episodes so you can come back for the third.
Do you know, back in the day, if you got started with two, sometimes because they didn't care about the series and they were throwing it away.
What?
Yeah, so it's changed. Stacey, what were you going to say?
I'm just saying, you made me wait this long. You better give me more than an hour. I was like, wait, three.
Okay, follow-up question. Do we know how many episodes we're going to have this season?
I don't think it's been released.
They haven't said yet, but I would be here for 14.
I know that.
I'll be here for 25.
Okay, I have a concern. Sometimes, you know, and this is what happened toward the end of the series, is they all became such big stars that it became harder and harder to shoot them, okay, because of logistics and whatnot. But then, in this case, they're bigger stars, and they have children and lives, so we can't really, I don't think you can coop them up for 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. And I know Nicole Snooki had mentioned this, and you may even have it in your news. By the way, we will have Jersey Shore news and gossip later on in the show. But they, I don't know if you can keep them past a two-week period, which means there's less episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then notice how sometimes you have those episodes that kind of just drag.
Yes.
I'm seeing this, by the way, on Married at First Sight. I love the show, but it's starting to drag now.
Yes.
And sometimes it's because you don't have them together for a long time, and I can't see them having had them. Now, Morgan, I know you're from Big Brother.
Yes, I am.
But how many weeks are you guys in that house?
I was there 75 days.
Wow.
So... And that's a long... There's no way they have them for more than 20 on this. I would say 14 would probably
on
be my
day
guess.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they're on day two already,
weeks.
And they're freaking out.
Right.
So I don't see them doing it more than...
So here's what we have to So we either are going to get less episodes, which are going to be amazing, or they'll get greedy and drag it out, which I hope they don't. But let's see. It's interesting. It's interesting. Okay, so we open up seeing where everybody's been, where everybody's living.
Got a bunch of babies out here.
Wait, I didn't even ask. Did you guys thumbs up, thumbs down for these two episodes?
Thumbs up.
Right? Thumbs up, right?
1,000%.
I like how they intro'd like what they've been doing, where they're living. I like to see that they're a little bit grown up now.
A little.
And then they take you to Miami. So I would give it a thumbs up. Well, I like that.
And let's go over their living. What were your thoughts, to start with you, Morgan, on just everyone's house? Could you just... I had thoughts on everybody's living environment. It was very interesting.
I was impressed. And honestly, the one I was the most impressed, and I still don't believe he lives alone. I think his mom, like, he's lying about that. There's no way Vinny has that house by himself.
Yeah.
No way. I think he was just lying. And like, yeah, I don't live with my mom. Wink, wink.
I think she bought the house.
Oh,
I do think he lives...
Are they wealthy?
Well, I do know, being from New York, in Staten Island, the Italian family.
The Guineas, like me.
Yes.
The Guidos. Sorry, the Guidos.
And when they do live in Staten Island, they will have a house, but they'll buy their kids like a house around the corner, up the street. I have a few Italian friends, and they live.
I want to be Italian.
In Boston,
I
too. No, Boston, too. In Boston, too. We all did, yes.
You live up the street from your parents.
Right.
So I do think that's a house.
My grandparents lived across the street from us. That's how we live.
That's the Italian way, which I love it. So I do think mom bought that house.
Or she lives down the street.
Or she lives right up the street.
But this house seemed nicer than their house.
I agree.
Yeah.
So maybe they upgraded?
So, I would like to do more due diligence on, you know, how they're drawing an income. Show's been off the air for a while, but we know you'll have appearances, you'll have product placement. It's just interesting.
They had little spin-offs, like Jay Wow has her show on YouTube. Same with Snooki.
But has Vinny done that?
Well, it says that.
I feel like he's the one who kind of fell off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Vinny's been doing a little acting here and there. And him and his mom got a food spin-off show. So it's Vinny and Ma Eats America.
Yeah.
But that's really it.
But that's not a money play.
It's
not a
money play. You watch that.
Yeah, he had the show on
MTV. A long time ago, guys.
And then I think 90210 was just a short.
And not a money play.
No.
So, but it could be with endorsements and, you know, tweets and social media stuff. It's interesting how much he's embraced health and wellness, right?
Keto diet.
What was his quote? He's a Guido keto.
A Guido keto.
Skinny Vinny or And I thought, well, again, later we'll talk about who looked the best, but he looked great. That's have that, like, most of the houses were those Jersey McMansions. Those East Coast kind of.
They all kind of look the same.
They all look the same.
Yep.
And in probably 20 years, there'll be an embarrassment. Like, you'll go into those houses and go, ugh, this is so, like 90s or so 2000.
Gross.
Well, even that dark wood, and it's always the brown kind of...
It's like kind of rusty looking.
Granite. Yeah, you know, but anyway, okay. And so it looked like... And Dina was in a small... She was in an apartment. And that made sense. She was a smaller player on the show.
She just got married. Good for her. Snaps for Dina.
Yeah. Snaps for her. Whoa,
yeah. So right? And then situation, obviously he's in financial trouble, so he's in an apartment.
Ooh,
nice apartment, but he's in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones, I know with Jenny and Snooki, they're always making money.
Right. They have so many spin-off shows and so many endorsements.
And then isn't there like Celebrity Big Brother, like overseas, that they'll do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
those,
and I've heard that they'll pay up to $500,000.
Oh, wow. They don't go in for under six figures.
Yeah.
So.
And Snooki's on her fifth book, so those two are making, I think, the
money. Just on her Instagram, she has millions of followers.
Yeah.
So even that just...
Snap for you, Snooki.
Yeah.
For you, Nicole.
So, but at the same time, I still think they need this show because this is the billboard that is going to make it so they can make money in their other endeavors, and it's only, you know, a few weeks a year. And I guess that's a whole other question as to how long are we getting ahead of ourselves, but how long can this go? They've already signed on for season two. So, you know, what do you guys think? You think this can keep going?
That's a good question, because as I was watching it, I was thinking about it. I was like, I love seeing this because I grew up with them, but I'm like, season three, season four, are we going to be interested to see them? I mean, they're only 30, but are we going to be interested to see them at like 33, 34, still turning up? Nicole's kids are now 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think they might follow Pauly D, because he looks like he has a lavish lifestyle.
Oh, right.
Now.
How did I leave
And the Rolls Royce.
Oh, my next life.
Pauly D winning.
Does he make that much money off DJ?
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, first of all, DJ. It's funny. Candace Rice, who's on Floribama, is also an AfterBuzz host. A little bit of a smaller
Candace.
Universe.
Nice. Love her.
As soon as Candace was on the air and Floribama was a hit and they got renewed, I said, Candace, I called her up. I go, take DJ lessons. I'll even buy you the equipment. No, because you can. And she's like, I don't feel it. So you can't push them if they don't feel it. But the thing is, when you have a trade, when you do these shows and then you have a trade that you can, you know, exercise outside of the show, you use the show to advertise, but oh, he makes bank. And first of all, most Vegas residencies, Morgan, it's a bloody fortune, but it's a grind. Mm-hmm. And it's like Groundhog Day. It's the same thing every day, the same show. I remember David Copperfield, like, three times a day he does the same show, the same look to the audience, the same joke. Copperfield having toured his museum, stupid money. But no, that's the money that Pauly D is going
to
make.
I'm trying to take DJ lessons.
Well, especially if you have fame. Listen, I ain't going to be a DJ and go out there and grind, but when you have this colossal fame, then remember he was opening for Britney Spears.
Yes.
So he is established. He's got his residency. He's good. And listen, I don't see him as the type of guy who's putting a lot into 401ks. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's
got is here's my Bentley or here's my Rolls. He is totally living his best life.
I love
him,
but he's also doing, he has cologne, Tanner, clothing line.
He has a Tanner right there.
Ooh, Kevin, you're all about eyes and ears. Did you notice that in his confessionals,
he negotiated for that. Thank you, Juliet.
Yes.
Juliet the Boo! Yeah, so that's, he negotiated that, I'm sure, where he's like, great, every time you see me, I want tagged my brand there.
Smart.
Again, really smart, but that's why, guys, if I'm telling that cast, do not be sweating the money. Don't sweat like what your weekly salary is. Get in there. Here's why I think it can go on. I will tell you two reasons. One, I think they evolved to become more like housewives. We'll start evolving past them partying and their stuff. It'll be fighting between themselves and the strain on their relationships at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that they'll know that they have to be part of that like the housewives do, because that's what fuels their business.
Right.
And the second thing is, because audiences are splintering so much, we have so much content out there, so we really need these old brands that we all know and love. We're used to watching these brands like Roseanne on TV, so we don't have to retrain an audience to come off YouTube to go to MTV.
Right.
We were in from the beginning, right, with watching Jersey Shore on MTV. So, of course, we're going to go back and watch them. And we also know them, so it's not like you have to do much advertising or whatever. And I think as there's going to be more of these brands bought back, I think the numbers will be smaller. Okay, they'll dwindle, but they'll be solid and they'll be loyal. And I my prediction is, yes, this will continue, but then similar shows, same thing. And I think won't have the colossal numbers, but they'll have just enough to make everybody happy.
Well, I'll be there watching them as housewives. I'm here for it.
What'll be interesting is, will their spouses then join in?
Yes.
Yeah. I can see that.
They'll be crossover. Sure.
I think Snooki's husband, it came out that he's very against the fame. That's why he's not in any Instagrams with her, and he won't post any photos. So it'll be interesting. He'll have to eventually be on camera.
They were on her last show, too. Stop, and Steve Roger, he's posted a lot on Instagram. They're playing hard to get.
Because when you present a check in front of someone, your mind will change when a check is sitting
trying to fool us.
And to your point, Stacey, you play hard to get, and that makes you more valuable.
Like Sammy.
Sammy girl.
We'll be talking about that later in our show. We check in with situation. We mentioned he's in an office in a small apartment, and he's dealing with this real legal battle, which is the people versus the situation. How amazing that it says the situation
on the legal document.
That's irony.
That's how you know you've made it, if your nickname is on a legal document.
You've got to give that guy credit. He was lightning in a bottle. He came up with that first season. Just, no. Pointing to his stomach. This is a situation here. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then, he burnt out, but now he's back. And I feel like he's changed, you guys.
I think it's genuine. I felt it.
Yes.
I think he is so legit about this change. And I think J-Wall said it the best, that they should call him the inspiration instead of the situation now, because he really, and to be, it's hard. I will try and go out with friends and not drink, and it is the most annoying
like experience ever. And for him to do that and still have fun, I'm like, good for you for sticking with it. That's hard.
And to be sober for 2 years and to still keep going.
And he's not even smoking.
Nothing, you know, no cigarettes.
I mean,
nothing.
And and you could see he's been humbled and it's not the same.
He
even
talks differently.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, he's not medicated.
Yeah. That's also very true.
You know, I think the new situation I feel is going to be Ronnie.
Oh yeah,
we'll get to him later. But I think that he's going to be the new one. Sammy and I'm calling it the Sammykin.
Sammykin,
the Sammykin blow up doll.
It's so creepy.
A great touch by Pauly D.
Of course,
funny, fun, spooky.
Just very creepy.
And
disturbing.
Hearing her voice.
I love and that. And the t-shirt. I'm in a really good place right now. It's like, what a touch.
Okay. Sammy's at home with her husband.
Mm-hmm. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend, excuse me. Thank you for the correction. How does she feel?
I think low-key, she really wants to be there because when you grew up with the cast and these people have been a part of your life for like 7-8 years, you want to be there. But because I think she has the boyfriend, that is definitely keeping her home.
But yeah. I'm saying when she sees that episode, we'll get into that later why, but when she sees that episode, when she sees them doing the doll, does she feel angry she's being made fun of, or does she take it as, is she flattered that they're speaking about her?
If she's still the same Sammy, I think she's sensitive and she's going to be very upset.
She's going to be butthurt.
Yeah. My shout out to Sammy is don't be. They're talking about you. That's a good thing.
That means they miss you.
Your value is going to go up way more next year. You're good. You did the right thing. Stay. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. Yeah, I think she's
upset, but I agree with you. Like, it's stay calm, don't be upset, because we're still talking about
that. That's right.
We're
still talking about you bitches. Well,
and she's done good on social media. Mm-hmm. She hasn't come out and been like, how dare, you know, like anything, like they're talking bad about me. So it'll be interesting once it airs tonight. Yeah. Will she then come out and say something?
How much ride or die is Dina?
Dina's
a whack the whole time.
She's a good little meatball.
She really is a good meatball.
What a good friend. Because you know when everyone's talking about someone, how easy it is to join in on the fun and be like, oh, so she was... She
wasn't
back the
playing.
Whole time.
She's like, guys, let's stop. Yeah, get rid of that doll.
That's my friend.
That is my friend. We are this close.
And I think Ronnie is still obsessed with Sam.
He is 1,000%.
I think Ronnie's obsessed with Ronnie.
I think Ronnie doesn't know what he wants to do in life.
Okay, Morgan, and when do we talk about Ronnie? Do we go to the first night out? No, let's go to the first night out, right?
Let's do first night out, because then at the first night out, he then brings up Sammy to Dina. And she's like, why are we talking about this at a club right now? And he's like, I can't trust you. Like, bro, go get a drink.
He is so deep in his head.
He honestly is so
immature. He's so narcissistic, which he could grow out of.
Yeah.
You know, but he definitely reeks of this, you know, a guy in his teens and 20s, even though he might even be older. But today, nobody's maturing like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the fact that, it's like, you know, you cheated on her. You know, she stays off the show because obviously you've hurt her so much and she doesn't want to go through it again. And somehow you've made it, you're the victim.
And you're still talking about her and bashing her and making her the bad person.
Yeah.
But when you guys left the show, you guys got together and you decided to move
in. He cheated on her. What does he expect that she'll come crawling back and be like, I want to be in a house with you. No.
Let's not be too critical because we need a lightning rod in the house.
We need someone
to start trouble.
And that's Ronnie for sure.
I think he's totally still in love with her because even when he was dating Malika, he was... talking
so Malika's a friend of ours, and so Malika, when she, after that show, I bumped into her once, and then we hung out a couple more times after that, and she just was like, what happened? Like, what's wrong with that guy? Like, she's like, she got swept away in it, and then the minute the show was over, he's like, okay, peace, next. Like, I think he's just in love with being in love. I mean, I'm sure it was more like that, but he's in love with being in love, and he, you know.
He's not ready. He's 32, but mentally he's 22.
He's 22.
So he, like, the women, Sammy and the Malikas, they're way ahead of him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, get away, ready. I think. I honestly feel a little bit bad for the girl who's having his kid.
Jen. Oh, you should feel way bad for that girl.
Yes. I feel bad for
her. Can you imagine that mess that it is? Now she is tied to him for life. She has his baby,
but kids. It's given us good television.
It is.
I was driving over here, I was thinking, like, what I don't like is, you know, Everyone else is being so decent. Even Vinny, when he was wingman on the first night out for
holding her
jumped
hand
in for Pauly D, right? Anybody said, but he leaned in. He said, "I have a girlfriend." And okay, I know, and you guys go, "Oh, good boy,
Italian boy."
But is that giving us a good show?
Not at all.
I need train wrecks. I need
the boys.
Yes, I want the mess. I want Ronnie fighting with Dina.
I need narcissism. I need insanity.
But you know, Vinny is not going to stay like that. And that's going to last 1 week.
No, I think he will on camera.
You think so?
Yeah, be on camera because they're all thinking brands and stuff.
True.
Everybody's behaving like
it's Ronnie.
We got a little bit about Vinny in the news and gossip.
Good.
So that's.
I like that.
I'll let you guys know.
Because listen, I would strongly be encouraging anyone on that show to be single.
Yes.
For entertainment purposes.
Yes.
Only.
Yes.
So I do see Ronnie. I'm here for Ronnie being a hot mess. It sucks, but I love it.
We need him, guys. That's not good.
Stugatz.
We need somebody because everyone is like walking the straight line.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Snooki is being a little bit more messy than I thought
she
would be.
No. Okay, she's been cooped up.
Yeah.
Now, this is somebody that. Would, and this is what we say this in Italian and Catholic culture, she's someone who would tell the Pope to fuck off. You know what that means? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody who's had no boundaries, no limits. So she's been cooped up in the McMansion, you know, trying to be the best mom she can be, best wife she can be. You know, you take her away from those restraints, you put her back out. And
she's still Snooki.
Snooki,
but she'll roll herself back just a little, like, I guess for a second.
I don't know. She was falling on the ground. I don't
peeing
think it was
in
much
the pool.
Bailing. No, like, it was full Snooki.
I'm like, at least take your pants off, Nicole.
Just bring it, dealing with ants, covering, and then curling up with the pizza.
The next morning,
You guys, how fast did this beautiful house turn into a shithole?
Nasty.
Nasty, thank you!
I mean, shithole.
Like, shithole!
Because of Ronnie, we have shit floating in the toilet.
I mean,
shit on people's shoes.
Power's out.
You know what? And I used to admire a situation because he actually was more domesticated. He would cook. He would clean. Remember? And you know, we'll talk about later when he gets with Ronnie. He's like,
he's thrown off.
I give him credit for that. But it's like they leave all these like McMansions and they've got money and this and that and just trash.
I love it.
You love it?
Yes,
but the question is,
now that they're
rich, will they have a mate? You know, like, because now they're a celebrity status, so are they going to have to clean?
Here's the thing. Because they have more power over the show, it's interesting because the next day it seemed very clean, didn't it?
Exactly.
So who knows? Maybe they have a service.
An overnight service.
That comes in and handles the business.
Because they're not cleaning up after that.
No. But everybody's, everybody's having fun. It was great to see. Pauly's our only like hope to smush and to find girls that are DTF. And he finds this girl and he's like, she's the best. I kind of didn't see her as the best.
I would scratch my head for a second.
I was shocked because it's Pauly and Pauly is the best good looking. But Kevin, you made up a good point. Like, if we think of the past seasons, all of their people
they never bring back. Yeah, no, they never did.
We've never
really
had a supermodel.
Yeah. And I used to try, this is how petty I used to be when I'd watch the show. I'd freeze frame and try to look around the bars in Jersey. And there weren't a lot of, you know what I mean? Everyone was a little harsh.
I will say, being from New York, we do call Jersey people Jersey bumpkins. They're not the best looking. I'm a hater. I'm a New York hater. They're not the best looking people in Jersey.
I can see that.
Yeah. And the guys are so into their looks. You think they'd. DTL.
Well, the bodies were
good
for the, you know, and I feel like even the casting Sally Sosano, which I give her so much credit, like she cast the guys who usually like they're well tanned, good body groomed, and then the women it's just whatever.
Like just come on down, ladies,
come on in,
get a spray tan, get some fake boobs.
The louder, the more you lean in, the better.
But Pauly's in Vegas, so that's another thing. Are the women in Vegas as good-looking?
Better than Jersey, for sure. Better than Jersey. Because you're getting from all over the
world. You get the bachelorette parties. Yeah. There's some cute girls.
I'm sure he is not at a loss.
He's hot.
Oh, no.
He's
hot?
I do. I've always thought Pauly was hot.
See, I think
it's his height, it's his body, it's his tan.
I like his personality.
I also think he's the sweetest.
Yeah. He is the sweetest.
I think he's the sweetest, but that hair, it drives me insane.
But have you ever seen him with his hair down? He's really good looking. Yeah. There was a time when he wasn't gelling his hair and he had the hat on.
Okay.
So it wasn't as perfect and it wasn't standing. He's still hot to me.
He's a hot guy.
Well, you know who's hot?
Who?
my wife.
Yes,
she's beautiful.
That she is.
Maria Menounos. Can you tell me a little bit more about her noggin?
Boy, I can tell you about beautiful Maria. Well, guys, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, well, guess what? We have the podcast for you, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Hey.
Holla, bitches. So
holla. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, because we all want that.
I need that.
Don't we all? Yeah. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. All you have to do is go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
Yes.
Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us.
Right hey, here, bitches. Right
here.
AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore.
Yes. We sent them. And guys, go check out Conversation with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. You don't want to miss it.
Listen, and this week's edition, I co-host with her.
So, yes, so even very nice. Better.
Thank you.
We've got K-Wow.
You guys, the aftermath of the they come home and they have no power, which is a kind of a Miami thing.
Yes.
A Florida thing, I mean. I love it. They're stumbling everywhere. The house is a mess.
How perfect. Their first perfect. Night out. Just shut up.
Things are lost.
Oh, you know what else I noticed? They did have, there were some lights on phones, but they're still going to that duck phone
yes.
when they need it. And I wonder if it's the... I wonder if they restrict them from phone use as we see on other reality shows.
100%.
I hope so.
That make it so much better.
Because I feel like MTV's like, you're only going to use this duck phone. We're only going to connect this on.
But remember, MTV doesn't have the power over them they used to.
I feel like they 100% had to, or J-Wow and Snooki, which we can bring up, they started crying that they miss their husbands and stuff. There's no way they have phones. Because if they could send him a text, I don't think they'd be crying over... Hearing,
I think it's different when you have children.
Yeah. See, I'm 23. I'm like, kids.
No, I remember even when we first had our dogs, Baby and Benny, and we just lost Baby a month ago, but we still have Benny 18 years later. And the first 5 or 6 years, when I would go away or she'd go away, Marie would go away, it was like, you know, so I can't even imagine a kid, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know?
So I can see them going to production, like, I need my phone. I need to call the baby.
And again, as I said with Snooki, we'll tell the Pope to fuck off.
Yeah.
So you think if she really misses her kids, try
she
being the
phone call.
Yeah. Right. She does. She said in an interview, she prides herself on being easy to work with. But I also know that when she's either overserved or, you know, she has her mind set on whatever.
She's no longer easy to work with.
She's probably threatening the cast. Like, she's leaving every day if she doesn't get her way.
Well, yeah. Dina and Ron go head to head. I think that's going to continue. But Ron doesn't. Call her when her dad dies.
I think that is absolutely inexcusable. Whether you have a grudge with someone or not, if someone's family member passes, how hard is it to be like,
do you think
like,
it's a grudge or
I'm
just
sorry.
Apathy?
I think he does it. Like he said, I don't know. I didn't know what to say. I think he's just immature, too. Like, yeah. He can't handle his situation.
He's a child. Like, I don't think he sat home and hated her. Was like, I'm not going to not call her. Mm. I think he's just super immature.
Yes.
And because of the whole Sammy situation, he was thinking about himself.
Exactly.
I don't want to be at the funeral with Sammy. And he wasn't thinking about Dina.
He wasn't.
And again,
that someone younger is more narcissistic and he hasn't grown out of it. Yeah, they're all crying at the lunch, which it is what it is. But I get it. They miss their babies.
They miss their children. They seem all very
They're also hungover.
Yeah. Yes.
When you're hungover, I cry at, like, someone touches me.
Yeah, right? So.
Don't blame them.
But the good news is Mike comes and joins the group. We see the boys get
Free
together.
Free Mike.
You know what's weird? You notice the hugs where they did, like, the gangster hug, meaning... It's that, like, I'll do that with a stranger
right.
in a meeting. But I just thought the way J-Wow hugged him was a legitimate hug of, I love you, we've been on this journey together, I know what you've been through. I thought it was very sweet.
I love J-Wow. She's old, even though she punched him in the face in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's but by the way, listen, that's crazy Italian families.
Which I love.
You punch each other in the face, but then
and you're back together.
Back together, or an outside force comes and you stick up for each other.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah, and Jenny has that. She's always been that motherly type, and she's always been nurturing, and even now she has the 2 kids. Even with her and Snooki.
She's always been the big sister.
She's the big sister. They turn up, but Jenny's the one that's like, all right, come
on,
like, guys.
She'll snap out of being drunk. As soon as she sees Snooki, and she's like, all right, we got
to
get her home.
I see her embracing Mike.
I thought that was nice because I feel like he hasn't been close
show.
Because he was always on his own island. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when he started medicating, which was season 2, 3, he just went off in his own universe. And I feel like it's been that way. And I think that this now will bring him closer to them because he's still one of them.
Yes,
it's one of the family. You can't get rid of him.
It made me so happy.
He's that
happy
brother,
when
that uncle that
back.
You can't get rid of, but you love when he's there. Mm-hmm. But you'll check him and let him know when he's doing wrong. But when he's there, you're embracing him. And that's like real family. I love that.
Yeah, no, it is. Listen, we're running short on time. You want to do news and gossip, or do you want to talk about who looks the best in the house?
Ooh, let's do who looks the best in the house, and then I'll hit you guys with the news and gossip.
Okay.
Go, Stacey.
JWoww, I think she looks hot. Ooh. I like her. Yeah, I think she looks hot. She, like, got some work done on her face.
Well, everyone's talking about the work, right? They're talking about
it. They all got new faces.
On the show and off the show.
Yeah.
But you think...
I think she looks pretty. I always look at her Instagram, and I'm like, oh, she looks
always been hot.
All right. Go.
Paulie D.
Paulie.
He's always been hot. He still looks hot. He has not had work done. His body's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
All right.
Okay.
Morgan.
I'm going to say this only because I'm comparing her to first season Hot Mess. I think Snooki, if you compare first to now, looks incredible. I could go without the lips, but her boobs, her body, the amount of weight she's lost, I think she looks great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go off right here. I'm going to go off. And I'm going to tell you who definitively looked better than everybody.
Drum roll.
And you can't even argue with me.
Who?
Danny the T-shirt shopper.
Yeah!
He looked even better.
I think he looks younger.
He looks younger.
You know,
because he got them out of his life.
Like,
get the hell out. Now my place is famous, and I rent that place out for more money because it's the Jersey Shore suite.
Yes.
And I'm... But, yeah, so
he's
that was
winning.
A,
he is
winning. Okay, let's talk Sammy. Start not coming back. So start with you, Stacey.
See, I hate this. I want her there. I want the drama between her and Ronnie to be awkward. I know he's still in love with her because even on the last show, Famous Single, he was, like, all about her, even mentioning her on that. So I think I want her in it. I'm praying she comes back.
Okay, all right. Oh. Okay, but do you respect her decision staying home? What do you think of that?
For television, no. I want the draw.
For her personal life?
For her personal life,
well, remember, career-wise, she's given up some... She gave him some money.
She did. Mm-hmm. I think for her personal life, and I respect that. Because she is in a new relationship. She probably is looking at him for the future, like, probably to get married. So I do see that that's, like, a respectful thing. I do respect that. But for TV and Jersey Shore, sad.
Go.
I respect it. At first, I wanted her to be there, and I was upset. But after watching the episodes, I now know this is for her mental sanity and for her to be in this space at 30 years old. She doesn't want to go back to that space because Ron is still 5. So I definitely respect her decision.
Well said. Well stated. Morgan!
I mean, I definitely agree with it, like you all said. After watching these episodes, at first I was like, she should have come back. You know, we're going to miss her. And then I saw Ron... And I was like, I don't blame her. I would claw my eyes out. And honestly, as much as I miss her, I really don't want another season of just Sam and Ron arguing.
They really
arguing.
Took the air out of the room
right.
at the end. I'll say this. When I first found out, I respected her decision because I said, no, she's choosing happiness and sanity. She's supposedly has met a nice guy that she's in love with and knew that to get in that toxic mess... It would end her relationship. And for what? You know, for some money and for your career. And I love that she chose love over career. My concern was, because I am a champion of talent, is God, I hope that she's not forgotten. And maybe she's with someone who's comfortable financially, or she's comfortable financially from the things she's done in the past. But what's happened is, because there's so much discussion around her, she's good. Because she will come back.
Yep.
She'll come back stronger. She'll be able to deal with him in a better way. So it's all going to work out. And let me tell you something, guys, fans of the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore After Show, please go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and comment. Also at YouTube, if you're watching instead of listening, like us and leave a comment. And with the comments, you can only tell us, you know, your thoughts on our show, but I'd like to hear from you. Who looks the best from the Jersey Shore? You know, let us know. Who do you guys think? Is it Danny the T-shirt man? Of course it is.
Duh.
Is it Roger? Roger looks good,
Roger
too.
Does
just
good.
Throwing
he
it out there.
Sexy, yeah.
You know, okay. And then also, you know, did Sammy make the right decision not coming back? Did she make the right decision not coming back? We would love to hear from you. All right, let's go to news and gossip.
Yeah, sorry guys. For those people listening to us,
that's great. Thanks,
news and gossip. Sorry, guys, I'm choking because I'm so excited about Jersey Shore.
It's okay.
So if you're listening to us via podcast, I apologize. All right, so my little meatballs, let's give you guys some news and drama. We know our guy, Mike, the situation. He does have a case coming up, and his trial will be April 25th. Oh. So that's actually in a few weeks, and he's facing 5 years.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, if he doesn't go to jail, I think we should have a celebratory free Mike.
Yes.
And we'll bring in cake or something to celebrate for him.
Hashtag free Mike.
And by the way, next week, I'm not going to be the only one who's all Guido.
Nope, we're coming.
Next week, you can tell us who looks the most Guido Guida, and we'll have a contest. I'm going to win.
Yes. All right, my little meatball. So our favorite guy, Ronnie, right now, the new situation, he has someone pregnant. That's Miss Jen. They actually just welcomed their new baby girl about last week. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And April they said 3rd. She's just like Ronnie.
And he said she's already tan. And I was like, Ronnie, she's a red little alien newborn. She's not tan yet. But apparently she's.
When was the Jersey Shore vacation shot? When?
When they show the beginning, you see a little winter. And I'm thinking this is like, they caught. Because there's an article that came out in November of 2017. I think they were filming the winter of 2017 because she just gave birth and she was seven months pregnant.
Winter, so really? Not this winter?
I think it was recent because we see her, she has a belly, and Ronnie says she's 7 months pregnant. She just gave birth. The article just came out today.
I think it was like December, January is my guess as to when it would film.
January of 18. I think it's January because we would have seen Christmas decorations. We didn't see any.
I bet it filmed like maybe the first 2 weeks of January, something like that.
Okay. Giving them January because she just gave birth. Our guy Vinny, you know how he introduced his brand new girlfriend, Alicia?
Yep.
Well, there was an article that just came out that they had just broke up. Just broke up.
I wonder why.
So I know you said that you thought Vinny was going
to
be
his. Oh, no! Vinny's going to go to the doctor.
So Vinny claims that it had nothing to do with the show, that they were already having their drama before the show, but the show did not help.
Obviously.
I am so excited. Stay single, skinny, Vinny.
All right, our girl Snooki, she had to address some divorce rumors that's happening right now. But she says, guys, all is well. We're not divorcing. We are planning for baby number 3.
Yeah, it never happened. You know why?
Why?
He's never leaving the meal ticket.
Never.
No. Not happening.
He'd be dumb.
Not until the kids are a little older. And it's just like, okay, now I'm finally tapped out and I can get what I need out of this. But no, he ain't going anywhere.
You don't think it's real love?
Yeah, no, I do think it is. I do think it is, but remember, they got together very young.
Yeah.
You know, and so, he's a young guy, and he's also, it's tough because he's kind of, she's a lot.
Yeah.
And then she's a lot as a person, but then she's a lot as a famous person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I know, because I'm with somebody famous. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot on you. So anyway, but good for now.
Good for now. And then we just have one more little, this is a tidbit. This is in What the F News. So we got our guy, Paulie D. He's single on the show, but before he was dating Aubrey O'Day from Danny
Kaye. That's right.
She was just in this new drama with Donald Trump Jr. because he got caught cheating with his wife, and now they're going through a divorce. So I'm interested to find out how they broke up and why her and Paulie broke up and if he's going to stay single for the whole show.
I hope so.
I just think Vegas, and I think showbiz relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need him single, guys.
Yeah, we do.
We don't need him wifed up.
No,
we need a smushroom. Did they ever dedicate a smushroom?
They said.
They said.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have one as a smushroom, and it was like, the situation took it or something. Well, Ronnie stunk up the toilet. Which it seems like that's going to continue on, right?
Gross.
You guys, before we go to predictions, what do you have? Sammy's relationship.
Yeah, so Sammy's new boyfriend, Christian Biscardi, they've been together, I think, around 8 or 10 months. And she said that basically she came out and said she's in love. They don't see her walking down the aisle, but she made this decision for her and her boyfriend and to focus on them. And it seems that J-Well actually has met him. She has given him the stamp of approval from the Jersey Shore cast.
The matrix.
I'm telling you, she's the mama.
The mama bear.
She's the mom.
She approves, I guess, of Sammy not being there because she said he makes Sammy happy, so he's good in my book. So.
Right, and if J-Well says it.
Even her and Roger were kind of always the adults, if we can say, you know, with this. You guys, that is your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week. Quickly, you guys, predictions for next week.
I hope Snooki finds her wedding ring. I really hope she does. I think she will, but I think this is kind of... I felt bad for her in the end of the episode. Felt really bad.
How does that slip off a finger?
I know. She's like,
I hope she does not find it.
Oh. Yeah, we need good TV.
We need it. I hope production took that little ring off that dresser and she's going to be looking for it.
They're in the ocean.
Interesting, the heat between, did you see her and Jay Wow?
Yes.
Yes,
what is that about? She said, the quote was something like,
you're ruining my marriage. And Jay Wow says, grow up. So I'm like, that's what I was saying earlier. Though they both turn up together, Jay Wow being the mom, she pulls it back a little bit.
Maybe she's putting her in check the sex episode and saying, you have kids, you're married, like you need to slow it down.
You need to chill. I think that's what's happening.
Okay. Any other predictions?
I predict that fight is going to last 10 minutes and they're going to make up. Yeah. I don't think
so anything. It's a tease.
I think it's a tease to make us watch. Copy and I think that. They'll be okay.
And Ronnie's going to keep talking about Sammy.
Duh. Okay. You guys, where do I find you guys? Let's start with you, Stacey.
I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
I am Nakia Monet, but I'm changing my name to Nakia Sweetheart. You can find me on all social media. Yeah. At Kiki Boom Boom.
And I am Morgan Willett. You can find me everywhere. Well, mainly Twitter at Morgan_Willett. And guys, make sure to tweet us. We have a specific hashtag for this show. It is going to be #ABTVJersday with a Z. Tweet us all your comments and we'll give you some fan shout outs.
Kevin Kwell Undergaro at Undergaro. And please check out the Tomorrow Show, thetomorrowshow.com. We go up live on Wednesdays, also available on iTunes and YouTube and everything else. But you know what, guys? We will be back next week. I'm going to see what other, clothes I'm going to bring out of my...
trash it up.
Right? And I expect you guys to bring it.
We're going to bring
the snucky poof.
I'm making the challenge.
You guys, please tweet at us. Let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts. It helps us every day of the week. Till we are back here again next Thursday.
Thursday.
Woo! I don't even know how to... How do we sign off from this?
We're back, bitches!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.